Thanks for coming along to America Weekend today. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm thrilled to have some guest contributors on the show. From Northern California, writer, speaker, commentator Debbie Gisoni talks about the value of the human body today and how much you may or may not appreciate it.
How do you appreciate and use your body? Maybe you're an avid exerciser. Sometimes people exercise too much. If you're finding out that you are ravenous for food because you're exercising too much, you might be doing a little bit too much for your body. Of course, if you're training for a marathon, you might want to be eating a lot and exercising a lot. But for the average person, 30 to 45 minutes a day is probably sufficient. Sometimes you don't realize how special your body is until it fails in some way or another. My mother was always a very active person. She ran around like crazy all the time. She did a lot around the house and for us. Then she got a brain tumor and she was chronically ill and disabled for about 10 years, actually the last 10 years of her life. And I saw this woman who really, really didn't deserve to have all of her functions, her bodily functions taken away from her, including the ability to walk on her own. And it's not until someone experiences something like that that you see how much you take your body for granted when you don't have use of an arm or a leg or you can't get up off a couch on yourself or out of a bed. Then you realize how special your body really is and what an incredible machine it is. When you're disabled, every task is a huge struggle, and hopefully none of you will ever get to that point. So the question today is, how much do you appreciate your body? Are you giving it the self-love, the self-care, and the exercise it needs to take you through your lifetime so that you can be as healthy as possible? I read recently that sitting is the new disease of the century. We do a hell of a lot of sitting a day, whether it's in front of a computer, in front of a phone, or a TV screen. When you sit so much, things get clogged up. It's like having a car and having it sit and not running it for years, right? And what kind of example are you setting for your kids? You have to do things with them. Kids today don't have a lot of activity. In many schools, there's no real gym classes anymore. Their entertainment is sitting in front of a computer. They will have health issues that our generation will never have faced. These are all lifestyle-induced diseases, and they can be lifestyle-corrected if you just take care of your body a little bit better. I know kids today that don't know how to ride a bike or don't know how to pump on a swing. That seems insane to me, growing up the way I grew up, but it's true. Growing up, I remember riding my bike all around the neighborhood all day, being on the street, playing hopscotch, double dutch, badminton, throwing a baseball around, doing cartwheels on my front lawn, and swinging in the park. So maybe you're not like me. Maybe you haven't been brought up with a lot of exercise. Maybe you don't love exercise like I do. For me, it's been an integral part of my life from day one, and I absolutely love it. But for you, maybe it's not. So what do you do? What do you do that will help you be healthier and take care of your body? Well, there's a lot of things that you can do, even if you're not a big exercise buff like me. For example, the reason why people join gyms is because they need something on a regular basis to keep them going, or they need to be in a group. There are also so many things these days that can keep you motivated. There are internet programs that you can download on your phone that have exercises. There are yoga programs that you can get involved in online. All these things help you move your body and help you keep track of moving your body. And some of them are really fun, and some of them have social networks around them so that you can interact with other people, and you don't necessarily have to go to a gym for everything. I think the most important thing about exercise is to actually do something that you love, whether that's in a group, with a friend, or by yourself. It has to be enjoyable, and when it's enjoyable, you'll do it every day. You just have to find the element that makes you get out and get motivated every single day. For many people, having a friend to go exercise with is the key. This is a very similar concept to dieting with a friend. You keep each other accountable, and you're able to motivate each other. It also gives you a regular date or time to do something every single week or every single day. So pick a friend or a partner, figure out some goals together, what you both might like to do, and get out and have a lot of fun exercising your bodies.
And by the way, I think that fun is really the operative word here. It's so much better when you're enjoying what you're doing as you're moving your body. That is the fabulous Debbie Gisoni. Check out her website, debbiegisoni.com. So happy to have her part of our show, America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends.
With you. Even the Air Force in Utah is experimenting now with greener approaches to its problems. The groundwater underneath the base contains the carcinogen trichloroethene, or TCE. The Utah base's contamination is so bad that the area has been an EPA Superfund site since 1987. Turns out simple iron can neutralize TCE in water, so the Air Force is now grinding piles of their old iron-cased dummy bombs into small chips to bury in the groundwater. They'll drill 56 feet into the earth and fill the holes with the bomb shrapnel. Now, as TCE-laden water seeps through the iron shrapnel, a chemical reaction is expected to theoretically strip the TCE from underground water. This, of course, is the first time that dummy bombs have ever been enlisted to clean up the environment and could serve as a model for other Defense Department cleanup efforts.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This All-Star was the consummate role player. His ability to defend, rebound, and score in the clutch won him four titles, three alongside Michael Jordan and one with Shaq and Kobe.
And he's tied the game. Terrific reaction from Horace Grant.
So where is Horace Grant now? Since hanging up his goggles, Horace has become a full-time dad. He's taken part in basketball clinics around the world, but now he's planning to build a training center where he can pass on his conditioning secrets. Horace is also a staunch defender of Michael Jordan, publicly going against people like Scottie Pippen, who tout Kobe or LeBron skills over MJ.
It was just something about MJ. Six championships, MVPs, plus MJ made everybody around him a lot better.
Horace Grant, what a wingman. I'm Ahmad Rashad.